Now, pet, I want you to relax for me. Make sure you're somewhere that you can be at peace, undisturbed, and uninterrupted. Fun time to sit there and just listen to my voice. Let it soak into your brain and help you ease your way under. Night-night, pet. Sink for me. Let my words subsume your normal thoughts, replacing them, so that only what I'm saying passes through your head, your body still relaxing, becoming more at ease, more comfortable in its situation, until it becomes difficult for you to perceive that you even are listening to words instead of experiencing the natural state and progression of the world as it is. And as my voice reaches your ears, I want you to stay still. No touching, no stirring. Just as a favor to me, keep yourself where you are. And fall into my words until the very perception that you have a body is an impossibility. Until your fading mind is just part of the ambient noise in this place, this room. Part of the atmosphere. More than it is anything else. Just becoming one of the paints on the canvas that I'm stirring around, spreading, designing myself toward. Becoming a manifestation of my will more than a manifestation of your own. And since I'm not asking you to undertake any movement, it is unimportant that movement might seem quite impossible, that you might be stilled where you are. Made into a passive listening object rather than a moving and independent entity. And as you listen, feel my voice slide into your brain and trickle down your nerve endings, sending little sparks of pleasurable relaxation throughout you. My voice burning its path through your brain, forming familiar pathways I can access later, strings for me to pluck or strum or run my fingers sensually across. And as you listen, that becomes your reality, the anticipation of the next touch, the pleading in the mind for the next rubbing across your nerves and stimulation of your body. The desire becomes everything. And as that desire enhances, intensifies, takes over, it drums through you as if little waves of relaxation were funneling from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Such a familiar hypnotic image, but so potent because the idea of that wave that sweeps over us, like the laser in pods in science fiction or the slow sliding of a tide over our body, starting from the bottom, reaching the head, eventually consuming the mind. These things are so attractive as to be easily called upon when helping people to sleep and slide under and relax themselves deeply enough that the subconscious can be fiddled with, manipulated, laid with well-reasoned plans for its enjoyment. All these things put together give rise to a very beneficial situation, namely my ability to change what you're thinking at any given moment to something more attractive, more sensual, more suitable for pleasurable consumption. Listen and be consumed by that desire to slide a little deeper for me, your body completely still, eyes beginning to close if they haven't already. If they already are, they feel even heavier, even more relaxed, lips parting slightly for deep breaths, chest rising and falling with the breath sliding into your lungs and filling you, even as my voice fills your brain. Thoughts focused entirely around letting more of that voice come into you, as if you were greedily soaking it in, trying to pull more of it into your ears second by second. But of course you can't make my voice come any faster than it is. You can't make it slide into you any more quickly. All you can do is listen. Now, I want you to think about your sexual outlets. We all have them. We all have fetishy things that we do or that we want or that flip our switches enough that we can get off. Well, think about yours. Maybe my voice is one of them. And I want you to consider the idea of deferred gratification, the idea that as we let things slide longer and longer, they become more potently desired. As we save up the pleasure, it becomes more powerful. If I go without stroking my clit for weeks and weeks, then when I finally get around to it, the social and psychological element of, oh God, I'm finally getting off, combines with the actual pleasure to make it so much better. I invite you to consider that deferring that gratification can make it all the better. Play that little game with me. Try going a little longer than you usually do without masturbating or indulging in pleasure, and then a little longer. Of course, if I am talking to you and asking you to do something about the needy fire between your legs, you will. But I invite you to try practicing with letting it go just a little longer each time, and noticing how intensely pleasurable it is compared even to the normal pleasurable experience. In fact, it's going to increase more and more the longer you leave it. Leave it 2 days and maybe the pleasure will double, leaving you winded and drained and sweaty afterward. Leave it off for 4 and maybe it will triple, leaving you barely able to move for a long period of time as your every stress washes out of your body in a screaming, twitching haze. Leave it for 5 days, a week, 2 weeks. My God, who knows how good that could be? I invite you to absorb this idea of the deferred pleasure enhancing into your subconscious and let it become a little motivation. Now, of course, when you really need it, you really need it. But until then, try leaving it longer and longer. Or try only doing it when I direct you to through a file, or only when certain circumstances come about. Make a game of it. But know that you have my encouragement and my blessing. I honestly love the idea of ruined orgasms, too, although that one is kind of unpleasant sometimes. Thus, chastity for the sake of delay and pleasure is more suitable to what I desire from those who listen. And so I invite you to absorb that into your behavior, to consider, as you allow orgasms to last longer and longer, the only way to keep them like that is to delay how often you get to experience pleasure. But not just orgasm, the simple act of touching. The longer you go without, the better it'll be when you do. Plant that idea in your brain so it recurs to you in my voice every now and then. Whenever you go to touch yourself, whether it's while listening to my files or just for your own satisfaction, you might decide, I'm not going to get off all the way, or maybe you're going to decide not to touch in the first place, so you can save it up for a special occasion when it will be so mind-blowingly, spine-tinklingly good. Food for thought. Wake up. And try really hard to think about not touching. Enjoy.